Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of mental health. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another self-help podcast? Seriously? But trust me on this one. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, something that can shift your whole mindset and actually make a difference in how you feel, even when things are tough. We're talking about the power of gratitude. And no, I'm not just saying, be grateful, and calling it a day. We're going deep, exploring why gratitude matters, how it actually works its magic on our brains, and most importantly, how you can start incorporating it into your daily life, even when you're feeling overwhelmed or down. First things first, let's talk about why this is so important. Think about it, we're bombarded with negativity every day. News headlines scream about crises, social media feeds are overflowing with comparison traps, and sometimes, just life throws curveballs our way. It's easy to get caught up in the lack, what we don't have, what hasn't happened yet, what went wrong. But here's the catch, focusing on the negative actually amplifies those feelings of stress, anxiety, and even depression. Now, I know you're thinking, Asher, easier said than done, right? But hear me out, when we shift our focus to gratitude, something incredible happens. We start rewiring our brains to notice the good things, the small joys, the everyday blessings, the moments of connection and kindness. This simple act of appreciation can actually trigger a cascade of positive emotions, reducing stress hormones and boosting feelings of happiness and well-being. Think about it like this. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And just like any muscle, it needs consistent exercise to really make a difference. So how do we build this gratitude muscle? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can totally transform your mental health game. First, make gratitude a daily practice. Grab a journal, send a text to someone you appreciate, or simply take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Second, be specific. Don't just say, "I'm grateful for my family." Think about specific qualities you admire in them, a recent act of kindness they showed, or even a funny moment you shared together. Third, don't wait for big moments. Find gratitude in the little things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a beautiful sunset, the sound of laughter. Fourth, practice gratitude even when things are tough. This might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on what you do have, rather than what you lack, can make a world of difference. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Just keep showing up and practicing. Your mental well-being will thank you for it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional juggling deadlines, family commitments, and the never-ending to-do list. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and on the verge of burnout. But one day, she decides to start a gratitude journal. At first, it feels forced, but gradually, she starts noticing things. A funny conversation with a coworker, the warm sun on her face during her walk home. The delicious dinner her partner cooked. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mindset begins to shift. The little joys start adding up, and she finds herself feeling less burdened by the pressures of everyday life. Her stress levels decrease, her energy levels increase, and she even feels more connected to the people around her. This isn't about ignoring the challenges, it's about finding a new perspective, a way to navigate them with more resilience and inner peace. So there you have it. The power of gratitude in action. Remember, even small shifts in your thinking can lead to big changes in how you feel. Start practicing gratitude today, and watch as it transforms your mental health journey, one grateful heart at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Mental Toolbox so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and insights to help you thrive. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.